Mr. No. Mr. No.
Sisters and brothers, I used to think that the Power Guy's obsession with space was because once they thoroughly trashed this planet, made it a barren rock, on the pattern of their souls, they decided a new locus of their lust would be needed, some other accommodation for their ambitious acts of flagrant destruction, with which to feed their ever-seekingness. And while this psychological dynamic is surely operative, they have some mission survival priorities pressing upon them that until Margaret pulled our coat, we didn't see. Thanks to Margaret Cheney, we have the real skinny. Have we thanked Margaret sufficiently in these pages? Have I said that without her clear explanation of the science of Nikola's inventions, to the degree possible given his being targeted and suppressed, and just as important, her documentation, her preservation in the historical record of critical facts, including, most deaf, his patents and correspondence both to and from him, which, with our more advanced picture of the Power Guy's M.O. and their rank, boundless duplicity and craven lust for what they tell themselves is knowledge infinite, their tortured as infants-derived need to prove their quote-unquote superiority, that is, with the Power Guy's in sharper focus than was the case in Margaret's Tesla research days, the truth of what they did to Nikola greets us unequivocally from the evidence she's preserved for us. Recall the confabulations of scientists and engineers, their intense regimen of experimentation, Nikola's frenzied patent applications, the electrified atmosphere of feverish activity from the crew convened in Nikola's laboratory in the first year and a half or so of the 20th century, until they picked his brain almost clean. He was everybody the U.S. state could pack around him's best friend. Briefly, quote from Margaret, the inventor's hectic schedule often gave the impression that he was three or four individuals. His New York laboratory had become a meeting place for scientists from all over the world. The nights were filled with social activities, arduous experimental work, the writing of patent applications, professional journal articles, and letters to editors. In June 1902, Tesla moved his laboratory from Manhattan out to the new brick building at Wardenclyffe. Marconi remained the hero of the hour in America as elsewhere. Tesla's doings, by comparison, seemed merely mysterious. By spring 1903, Tesla's money problems had grown so severe that he was again compelled to return to New York to try to raise more funds. And that's unquote from Margaret Cheney's Tesla Man Out of Time. After which, he could barely pay the rent, and he couldn't keep his wondrous Wardenclyffe from being demolished, a treasure of immeasurable value to us. They stole them then, well before the First World War, orchestrated around Serbian nationalism, not coincidentally, I suspect. Stolen well before the First World War, his most scarcity-liquidating peace-establishing inventions, how to make it rain on command, free electricity pulled from stationary waves, electromagnetic resonances put to work for an astonishing array of powers purposes,
is a place that does not require
projects
time.
For maintaining their rule, quote-unquote, over us. From population reduction by causing cancers and heart disease and catastrophic events to relatedly eliminating dissent invisibly to relatedly again mid-air annihilating of airplanes. We will not forget that Nikola tried to stop the bombing of London at the onset of World War I and then again with the rise of fascism in Europe. Hmm.